بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the opposites and we said that let us use the theory of opposites, which is that there are things in this life which are not just opposite but they are mutually exclusive. This means that if one is there, the other one automatically cannot be there. Light and darkness, for example, are mutually exclusive. If there is light, there cannot be darkness. So whether there is light or not, how do we know that? Because there is no darkness. Similarly, if we look at the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he mentioned hubbud dunya wa karahiyatul maut, these two are actually partners, and the opposite of that is the love of meeting Allah, meaning the love of death. And as I mentioned, in a very positive sense, we are not talking about anybody committing suicide or something. We're talking about somebody who does not fear to stand up, for example, for what is right, even at the cost of their life. Somebody who will risk his own life to save somebody else. So, but if somebody has a heart which is full of love of the dunya, love of this world, then the automatic accompanying problem with that is karahiyatul maut, which is dislike for death. So, love of dunya and the meeting with Allah, these are two things which are opposite. So, if you want to know whether you love to meet Allah or not, look in your heart to see whether you love this dunya. Another relationship like this, of two opposites, which the presence of one shows the absence of the other, that is generosity and bukhl, which is stinginess, which is miserliness. The two cannot exist together. Somebody who is generous cannot be baqil. Somebody who is baqil and miserly cannot be generous. So if you look at these two, what is generosity? Generosity is the willingness to give what you have, right? Freely, without any let or hindrance, without any hesitation. Now, this may be wealth, it may be money, it may be time, it may be helping people in different ways. So that's generosity. Now, who is somebody who can be generous? The person who can be generous is somebody who is more focused on the result of the generosity, on what the effect of the generosity will be, rather than on what he or she is, within quotes, giving up. To put it in another way, a generous person is one who not only does not love this dunya, but who sees what he or she has in this dunya as a means of investing in the akhirah. Right? So that's another way of looking at generosity. So it's not somebody who is giving away because what they are giving away, in any case, they don't care about, it's garbage for them. No. What they have is valuable for them. It's not as if they don't. But they want to use that thing in a way which is most beneficial, which means for the reward of the akhirah. And then this has no relation with the amount of things you have. Generosity is not necessarily the result of wealth. As a matter of fact, of course, there are exceptions, and may Allah bless them. But as a general rule, wealthy people are less generous than poor people. I mean, this is my experience in life, that I've seen that the poor people that I know, and I know many of them, and I know them as my friends, they are far more generous. They have very little, but they are more willing to share it, and they are more willing to be generous with it and to give it than people who are wealthy, even though they have much more in terms of material things. So generosity is a factor of the heart. A ghani person, a person who is truly wealthy, is not somebody who has more money, but wealth, I mean, and ghina is a function of being able to give. Who is the ghani? The ghani is the one who can give, the who can give more and give freely. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ghaniyun hamid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara ila Allah, inna Allah huwa al-ghaniyun hamid. That is the that's the only thing, because and Allah is ghaniyun hamid, because Allah has everything, but Allah gives it so freely because He has no need. Now, a person who can give freely is somebody who feels that he has no need, meaning not that he does not actually have need, but meaning that he does not see the fulfillment of his need in his possessions. He does not see his possessions as being the things that fulfill his need. He sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who fulfills his need. So he feels that if I have some food, and somebody comes, and this is the only food I have, but somebody comes who's hungry, and will I share this food with that person, will I give this food to that person or not, depends on whether or not I believe I can get some more food for myself. So think about it like this, that for example, if I'm sitting here, I've got I've got some food in front of me, a poor person comes, and I'm thinking now, should I share this food with this person? But in my mind, I think to myself, but there's no problem, I can give this food to this person, I've got money in my pocket, I've got a credit card or whatever, I can go buy myself something else, so I will give. But where is my tawakkul? Where is my focus? My focus is on my pocket, to say that I have money, I have a credit card, I can always order more food, this person is a homeless, destitute person, so let me give him the food. Compare this to somebody who does not have money, who does not have a credit card, who only has this food, and a person comes and this person still gives him that food. Now, in a material sense, from whatever is visible to us, this person just gave away what they had, and they have no means of replenishing that. They can't get any more food, so therefore it means that they are going to go hungry for that one meal time. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that the second person who gave this food away without having money and or a credit card to get some more food, in their sight is something else. Now, what is that something else? Now, that something else is what we need to inculcate in our heart. And that something else is the focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The focus on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who can do that, who can do what I mentioned, is somebody who truly believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can do it, and is the one who can give me. And Allah's treasures are unlimited, so for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give anything is it's a given. So if I give this food to this poor guy who needs it, I don't have to worry about myself, because I'm giving this for Allah, and my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu does not take an ihsan from anybody. So if I give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no problem as far as you know we are concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replenish, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no there's no shortage of you know resources for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do give this some thought and say that, where does my trust lie? Does my trust lie in my resources? Two people who are both generous, alhamdulillah, they're giving it, but we're going a step beyond that. We are not criticizing them. We're going a step beyond that and saying, one is giving because he or she has more and because they have resources and so on, but the other one is giving even though they had nothing, yet they are giving. Now that is a different level of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More inshallah on tawakkul going forward. This is enough for today. Let's reflect on this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahimin.